What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey everyone, Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Josh, your old pal, your old buddy, and I'm here with another SYSK Selects. And this week, it's all about police chases. We released this episode back in May of 2013, and it's one of those things where you think you have an idea about how something works or what something is, and the more you dig into it, the more you realize that, like, wow, we've all just kind of been going along with this thing that probably shouldn't exist. So it was a real eye-opening experience to me, and I hope even if you've heard the episode before that you find it an eye-opening again. Let's all just watch our eyes open, if you can do such a thing. I don't even know if that's possible.
Welcome to Stuff You Should Know, a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark, and there's Charles W. Chuck Bryant, who's, do you know someone on Twitter said that every time Chuck Bryant giggles, a baby bunny is born.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, and they meant it, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love being responsible for all that joy in the world.
You're doing it, man.
So I guess you just opened the show with you were being chased by a police car in Great Britain? Because you did a British siren.
I guess it was. Yeah, I didn't mean to do that.
Here in the United States, we have different sounding sirens.
Whoa!
Well, and these days, it's all kinds of crazy, like beeps and whistles.
Yeah,
and
it's like beep, bop, boop, boop. That's like an American police cruiser today.
Wow, this one's getting off to a great start.
Let's try to keep it on track.
All right.
On the EVOC track.
Yeah, this is in our long-running law enforcement series.
Yep. It's unequaled by any other topic except for death, I think.
You think?
I think death might have it beat.
Okay.
Maybe not, though. We'll find out.
All right.
Let's go count them after this.
Okay.
Okay. Chuck, have you ever been in a police chase? Have you ever been the object of pursuit in a police chase?
Yeah. I was not driving.
What?
I was in a car one time when my friend decided to run from the cops.
Wow. Lay it on us.
Well, you know, it was just one of those things. We were in Athens, and he made a very bad decision, and we got away with it.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's something that I find extremely interesting, because I didn't realize until reading this article that there are very few circumstances where a cop should feel justified or would be justified
right.
in chasing you, right?
Sure.
But that said, there are almost no laws whatsoever restricting police chases.
Right.
It's this weird gray area. And I actually found there's activists online who are saying, like, say no to police chases. Like, restrict police chases. Like, create laws against police chases because these things are deadly and dangerous.
Yeah, I think, what, about 140 innocent civilians were killed last year?
Yeah, 300, about a person a day on average dies from a police chase. And about a third of those, but yeah, I think last year was 140, or just innocent bystanders.
Yeah, that happened in Atlanta. That's happened in Atlanta a couple of times recently. One time, the trainer for the Atlanta Braves, he lost his wife to a cop smashing into her.
Jeez.
And then again, more recently, there was another case. I think it was a kid or something, but it was sort of in the news lately.
Yeah, and I mean, you get the impression that, and cops die too. Like,
sure.
High speed pursuing, that's dangerous for everybody involved, including
yeah.
the cop. But you get the impression that, like, whatever the circumstances is, just just not pulling over for being a cop trying to pull you over,
yeah,
is reason enough to get the cop's hackles raised enough to chase you.
Yeah, right off the bat, I think that would be any cop's instinct is gun it, not like, well, let me check into his record and call my supervisor,
right,
and see if they allow this, which a lot of times is policy.
Now, as we'll see, there are procedures in place to kind of try to tamp down that emotion of the primary cop in
like
pursuit.
Departmental policy, basically, though, like you said, not law.
Right. So, well, let's talk about this.
Okay.
When you go through the academy and you get all your training, your gun training, you're hanging out with Tackleberry and...
You learn how to make cool sounds, like machine gun sounds. Exactly.
Or like... Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. You spend about a week, probably a little less, learning how to drive the car.
Yeah.
Sadly, only about two of those days are dedicated to high-speed pursuit.
Yeah, which apparently is an improvement over 0 days, which is how it used to be.
In like the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, I guess they just said, good luck.
Right.
You should know how to drive fast.
Right.
You know, if you're an old country sheriff, you probably ran moonshine.
Exactly. Or your cousin does, at least.
Yeah.
But there is a lot to it. And Ed Grabanowski, the Grabster,
yeah,
points out that, you know, in a high-speed pursuit, a cop's car can be just as deadly as a cop's gun, and they need, yeah, to know how to use it just as well and just as accurately.
Yeah.
Because not only do you not have to know how to drive, you have to know how to drive fast while you're also turning on the lights and the sirens and, like,
yeah, sure,
calling in something, and like all that other stuff has to be second nature to you so that you can focus on the driving,
yeah,
while using just a minimal amount of your brain power on the other stuff.
Yeah, so part of the car training is just that, how to run a police car stuff, because it's not like every other car.
Right, and if you are being trained to drive in high speeds in pursuit of a suspect,
yeah,
and they send you to Colorado, you can be reasonably assured that you're going to come back among the better trained police in the country, because the Colorado State Police maintain a course, an emergency vehicles operation course, that is the cream of the crop. Did you see like the aerial view of it?
Yeah, I mean, they cover all the scenarios, like on ramps and off ramps, high speed turns, intersections. They've really got it all laid out there and put you in a scenario where as close as you could get to like an active street.
Right. It's like there's skid plates.
Yeah.
Where the coefficient of friction is 0.15 compared, Chuck, to say, I'm just saying this off the top of my head, a coefficient of friction of like 0.95 on a dry highway.
Yeah.
So that's slick.
Yeah, that is slick.
They need to know how to not spin out, basically.
Yeah, and that's, I think, the exception is a really elaborate course like this. I think a lot, yeah, of local police still use the parking lot and the cones, yeah, out back, which is better than
an orange cone. You docked a day.
Yeah, you put an egg on it like a Brady Bunch.
I remember that one. God, that was one of the greatest television shows of all time.
The Brady Bunch?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about pursuit equipment, right? Basically, what we just said was police training. You get a couple of days, maybe. If you're lucky, you get a few days on like a really great course, maybe out in Colorado.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's like, you know how to drive. Just drive really fast.
Here's your Crown Vic.
Yeah.
The Ford Crown Victoria is the most common police car, although they're using all sorts of different cars today. When you drive around, you'll see like those Dodge Chargers and like the more souped up. I know, I think in L.A., the State Patrol had those Mustangs.
Yeah.
Like the really souped up sports cars.
Apparently they're getting away from Crown Victorias because that model of car had a big problem with it. Whereas if you were rear-ended in a high-speed collision, your car blew up.
Yeah, was that the Pacer that did that in the 70s?
No, the Pinto.
Pinto,
The
right.
Ford Pinto, again, Ford, had the opposite problem if you if you collided with something on the front end.
Oh, I thought it was the rear.
I think it was the front. Let me tell you this.
Either way.
I learned about it from the movie Top Secret,
right,
where a Pinto like just barely hits a tree on its front and blows up. And then Ford ambulances for a while were blown up too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Ford, with the police inceptor Crown Vic, created this this chemical fire suppression system.
Right.
Where right when you're rear-ended at a high enough impact,
yeah,
or forceful enough impact, this fire suppression thing goes off. So even if there's not a fire, there's not going to be a fire anyway.
Right.
But apparently it's enough that some people are like, yeah, we're going to go with the Intrepid.
Right.
Yeah.
You see a lot of Crown Vics in Atlanta, too, like just regular people driving them.
Yeah.
It's like sort of a thing now.
Yeah, it is. It
complete with
like
a little spotlight.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, man, don't mess with me like that on the highway. Stuff you should know. All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on. Hey friends, as every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once, and it's really tough for even the most watchful moms and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing.
Yeah, Duracell understands this, and that's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power a bunch of important things around people's homes, including things young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them.
Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe their product should provide more than just power. They should also provide peace of mind. You can learn more at Duracell.com/power safely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
So, there are some differences, of course, between a police car. If you think it's just a regular Crown Victoria, it is not, or whatever it is. A lot of times it does have more horsepower in the engine because they need that kind of juice. And they weigh more, obviously, than your standard car because there's more guns and things.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have like metal reinforced seat backs and things. So like you can't get stabbed in the back from the back seat.
Prevents
stabbing. If you did, or shootings or anything, if you didn't do a good job of checking for weapons. What else? Extra transmission coolers and oil coolers.
Yeah, because I mean, like
bigger radiators.
Cops, like, they don't turn their car off ever.
Yeah.
So like that heat builds up, so they have like oil coolers and transmission fluid coolers.
Bigger alternators to supply more power.
Yep, up to 130 amps, if that means anything to you. And then lights.
Well, and vinyl seats though in the rear. That's important.
Yeah.
You're never going to find cloth interior in the back of a police car because
suspects are dirty.
They're dirty, and oftentimes they will poop and vomit and bleed.
And just do whatever.
Whatever bodily fluid they can get out in that police car, they probably will. So they want to make it easily. You just get out the 409 and the paper towels and just clean it right there.
That's grody.
Yeah.
Lights. Apparently,
yeah,
they used to have them on the fenders in the 30s.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what? This is visible, but it's not as visible as if it were on the roof.
Right.
So they created what's known as the light bar. And which it was a little more recent than I thought. It was the 70s that these things made their debut.
Yeah.
And I thought back, I was like, oh yeah, you never see like cars in the 60s or even early 70s with that light bar. So I was born at about the time the light bar came along.
Yeah, I think you know, you remember seeing the single siren sometimes.
The
double blue
Dirty Harry would put on.
Yeah.
And do like a Huey.
Well, some were built in, but yeah, they also had the undercover cars. That was one of the great parts of any cop movie was when they got out the siren and put it on the roof.
And now you can get them at Spencer's Gifts.
Some are blue and some are, some are blue and some are red, though. I've never known the distinction. I always thought ambulances were red and cops were blue, but in different cities I've seen cops have red.
Yeah, I think it depends on what side of the force you're on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like
how your midichlorians are
lined up. If you're a Jedi or a Sith.
So one thing they can do to prevent the chase from happening altogether, you've seen the old spike strip.
Yeah.
They'll lay down these rubber mats with spikes all across the road.
Or they have them like an accordion that you just kind of throw and hang on to one end and you throw the other end.
That's the quick version.
Yeah.
And so that'll obviously disable the tires. The good old-fashioned roadblock that you see in movies actually happens.
Sure.
And they line up cars, and except in this version, there's not a conveniently parked tow truck ramp right beside
right,
it, you know,
yeah, exactly.
for the criminal to jump over everybody right. or bust through, I guess.
Well, you have to be careful setting those up because it's normally going the criminal's not going to try to push through the car. But they may try to go around, so you have to make sure that if you set up this roadblock, it's not like going to funnel them into somebody's house.
Yeah, I don't think you do that in like a neighborhood.
Right.
That wouldn't be a good idea.
You want to do it on a country road.
And then modern techniques, which I think if they bring this stuff along, that's really where it's at. Like microwave technology to disable the electrical system of a car, or shooting a laser. High-speed avoidance using laser technology. HALT system, of course.
HALT. But they left out a couple of letters there.
Hi. Oh, yeah.
It should be HASWALT.
I hate that.
HALT.
It's not an acronym if you're leaving out words just to make it a cute word.
No.
All right.
It would be like a Laotian last name if they spelled it out correctly.
So in that case, they're shooting a laser to cut off your fuel supply. But here's the rub there. Is the vehicle that they're shooting it at has to have this special microchip in it.
Yeah, I didn't look into that. Did you? Is it like newer vehicles all
That's
all
my
have
guess,
them?
Is that they're going to start putting these in all cars or something, like they make some deal with the cop
that
shops.
That would be fine with me. I mean, it's better than pursuing somebody.
Absolutely.
You know? And then, of course, you have air support, either in the form of a police helicopter or like 50 news helicopters if it's a police chase out in California.
Or the world's scariest police chase helicopter.
Yeah.
Whoever those guys are.
I think they just get footage from news copters and cop copters.
Do you watch those shows? I know I've talked about
I've
cops.
I've seen them before.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just so... I don't know.
I follow. That's one of my guilty pleasures.
Do you watch those still?
Yeah. I mean, it's not appointment television. I never know when or where they come on.
Yeah.
But if I'm flipping it around and I'll see a police chase... I lived in L.A. It's sort of a thing.
It really is
there,
a thing, isn't
you know?
It? Yeah. And apparently California has some of the most police protective laws as far as pursuits go.
They happen a lot out there.
Yeah, and like everybody just stops doing what they're doing and watches the live coverage of it.
Sort of.
Do you remember the guy who killed himself on live television after a police pursuit and showed it on Fox, I guess?
I saw that when it happened live.
Yeah.
I remember very distinctly. It was like not like a movie.
No.
You know, like if you've ever seen someone shoot their head off with a shotgun in real life, it's nothing like, it's not some big dramatic movie thing. It's just sad.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
It was like he might have been like making origami or something. Like it was just that pedestrian.
Yeah.
Or it was just like he just had the gun and he just pulled it up and shot himself and he hunches over and just falls.
Yeah.
It's weird. It was really weird to see.
It was very sad. And of course, all the kids that saw that, that's like... It's terrible.
Yeah.
So initially, if someone takes off, like you were talking about, the police officer that's on the scene has a decision to make to pursue or not to pursue. Lots of policies. One thing they want to do is run the tags. Is it a stolen vehicle? Were they just in an armed robbery?
Yeah.
Or is it just somebody who has a couple of traffic tickets out or nothing at all on their record?
Apparently, the pursuit that enjoys the widest support around the country is if it's a violent criminal.
Yeah.
Somebody who poses an imminent threat to somebody else, somebody who's just carried out a violent act and is escaping. Like, pretty much everybody says, chase that guy.
Right.
Like if you said the person has a couple of traffic tickets, or if they have nothing.
Yeah.
And they're the only reason to chase them is that they didn't pull over for you.
Yeah.
That is not reason to pursue. And yet 43% of all pursuits in, I believe, 2011, were for traffic violations.
Yeah, I mean, I feel for the cops. It's got to be their instinct, like, go get that person. They're fleeing me for a good reason. You know? Like, I get it, but when people are innocent, people are dying.
Yeah.
There needs to be, like, some policy in place for sure.
And apparently, Chuck, 91.4% of chases were for nonviolent crimes.
I believe that.
So, if the cop says, okay, this car just came back stolen, that guy just waved a gun,
yeah,
And it's a very clear case that he should pursue.
Go get him.
There are other things to consider.
Yeah. Don't go get him.
What's traffic like? What are the road conditions like?
Is it rainy? Is it dark? Are you in a neighborhood?
Are there pedestrians everywhere?
Yeah.
You might want to just kind of slowly tail the guy.
Well, the one in Atlanta where they killed the trainer's wife, I think it was a sort of a busy afternoon in an urban area.
Jeez.
Like, they shouldn't have been pursuing anyone at this point.
Do you know what they were pursuing the person for?
No. Yeah. I don't remember.
So if they decide to, like, go ahead and pursue, then this series of procedures kind of come into place. Like, yeah. They need to be radioing back into headquarters.
Yeah, like, immediately.
Right. And apparently, they're every step of the way, or they just kind of keep whoever they're talking to, their supervisor,
right,
posted on what's going on. And the supervisor's role is to keep a cool head, because they're not the one who the person isn't pulling over for, so they're not mad.
Sure,
they don't want to crack heads, you know. So their whole role is to say, you know what, like we should. You just told me that there's some pedestrians around. This guy's not a violent offender.
Yeah.
Don't complete this pursuit.
Or we have chopper coverage, so back off with the cars, and we can still like follow this car from above.
Yeah.
You know, like we're still going to get our guy.
Right.
Don't you worry about it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things, if you watch the show Cops, you are well-versed with the pit maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
Pursuit intervention technique, also called the tactical vehicle intervention. And that is the famous move. If a cop has, you know, you'll hear them, they have to get clearance for the pit maneuver even.
Yeah, I would imagine.
They'll call it in and say, hey, I think I've got a chance for a pit. Can I take it? And they'll say, if you feel like, you know, the streets are clear enough and, you know, you have to do it on a turn, you don't just, like, run up beside someone and run them off the road. It's it's when they enter a turn, the cop hits the gas and hits them on the left rear bumper and just basically spins them out. And it works if done correctly. And they'll train, you know, you get trained when you get the defensive driving on the pit maneuver.
And they just spin out.
Yep.
And you can't come out of it.
Can't come out of it. Your car spins, and that's generally on cops, at least, when the guys will jump out of the car with the car still rolling and take off on foot.
Yeah.
And then you hear these cops, you know, with they're mic'd up, so all you hear is like running in the dark with all this gear on. You're like, man, what a crappy job.
Well, you know, Chuck, your heavy breathing just reminded me of something.
Is it that time?
It's time for a message break.
Stuff you should know.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on. Hey friends, as every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once, and it's really tough for even the most watchful moms and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing.
Yeah, Duracell understands this, and that's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power a bunch of important things around people's homes, including things young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them.
Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening, because they believe their product should provide more than just power. They should also provide peace of mind. You can learn more at Duracell.com/power safely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
heavy breathing indeed.
So you were talking about the Wildest Police Chases, that kind of show that you like.
I don't know who would watch stuff like that.
Well, Grabster takes to task those kind of shows for presenting a very unbalanced picture of police chases. They don't show the cops backing off if a pursuit becomes too dangerous.
They don't show the cops crashing into an innocent bystander's car.
Right. They never say, well, this cop probably shouldn't have pursued this person because this is a minor violation.
Yeah.
And they always kind of tend to present the police in a favorable light.
Yeah, and I think it's more, I don't know if they're out to make, well, maybe they are. I just think it's better TV, obviously, like you wouldn't want to show when they're like, oh, no, let's just back off and go back to the donut shop.
Yeah, I get that for sure. Plus, also, they want to maintain the kind of relationship with cops, police departments that, where they'll give them their footage.
Absolutely.
You know?
No, those shows are good for the cops, I'm sure. We hear, I don't know if you can hear this, people. Sounds like a police chase is going on outside right now.
I think it is. This is really dramatic footage, Chuck.
Do you remember the OJ thing specifically?
Yeah.
Where were you then?
I was in college.
Were you in college?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember too, of course.
I didn't watch much of the chase. I remember the verdict.
Yeah, I remember the chase specifically because it was during the Knicks-Rockets NBA playoffs, and my buddy Justin is a huge Knicks fan, and he was really upset, and he was just like, do you have to have it on every channel? And I agreed with him. It's like, why, you know, you're going to preempt the basketball game. It's on 100 channels. Like, isn't there one person out there that wants to watch the basketball game?
Yeah, really. I bet their ratings would have gone through the roof.
And that was a low-speed chase. That wasn't even...
Yeah.
That was just weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, low-speed chases are very weird.
I'm AC.
It's just like...
You know who I am?
I'm not going to pull over.
Yeah.
So, well, let's talk about the legalities of it, right? There's... Like we said, there's pretty much no laws that restrict police chases.
They have the right to do that in all cases.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, they don't even have to have their lights and sirens running to engage in pursuit.
Yeah, that's a fallacy.
There are department procedures regarding police chases, though.
Yeah.
But the thing is even if a cop violates department procedure and continues a pursuit, they're still not breaking any laws.
Right.
So, for example, in Washington, D.C., you can only pursue if the suspect has engaged in a violent act or someone could be seriously hurt if the suspect were allowed to escape.
Right.
In Des Moines, Iowa, no more than 3 cars can engage in a pursuit.
Yeah, that makes good sense. It's a good rule.
And you have to take into account the time of day, road and weather conditions, the nature of the offense, and a supervisor has to approve the pursuit.
Right.
And then in Florida, Orange County, Florida, that's the Orlando area.
Yeah, are they the ones that have real restrictive policies?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, they found that in the year after they enacted their restrictive pursuit policies, felonies in Orlando declined.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I don't know. One of those weird things.
Yeah.
There is also something called sovereign immunity, which is a government official is not liable for damages that occur while they're doing their job.
Yeah, that's like old-time common law.
Yeah, old school. But these days, there are a lot of municipalities that have overwritten that law with other laws. And like I think with the Georgia case, I think that cop was fired and brought up on charges, and I think they could even sue the police station.
Yeah, with the
but not overriding the cop himself.
Right, in overriding the sovereign immunity laws, most departments or communities protect the cops individually, but
financially.
But the institution can still be sued.
Right, but they're not protected criminally. Like they can still be brought up on charges. They just can't be sued. I think.
Gotcha.
Because I'm pretty sure this Braves guy, I think he went up on trial.
Well. Apparently,
and if I'm wrong, then I'm going to eat crow. But
in California, you're basically out of luck if the cops mess up your storefront with their cars during a pursuit.
Yeah,
their laws very much protect the cops from that kind
I would
of
like
liability.
To think insurance would help out, though.
You would hope, but or, I mean, then your rates are going to rise.
Yeah.
What were you doing? Nothing. You just happened to have a store in the wrong place
in L.A.
Jeez. So that's police chases. You got anything else?
I got nothing else.
They seem way more dangerous than I even thought, and I thought they were pretty dangerous before.
Yeah. Don't support those TV shows, people. Don't listen to me.
Don't
glorifying
don't be like Chuck.
Yeah.
Do as he says, not as he does.
That's right.
If you want to learn more about police chases, you can type those words into the search bar at How Stuff Works. And since I said search bar, what is it, Chuck? Is it time for listener mail?
It normally would be, but I do not have a listener mail prepared. Instead, we are going to have a call out, which we do every now and then. A couple of things that help us out, people, in our job with your free podcast is if you go to iTunes and you leave us a review and a rating, that helps us out. So we would invite people to do that. And I know we always mention our home on the web is stuffyoushouldknow.com.
Yeah.
But we really would like to send people there to check it out. And we've got like videos and blogs and image galleries and some really cool animated stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm proud of this website.
It's a great website.
It really is. Yeah. And I know some of you have supported it, and we would like to ask others to go out there and check it out.
Yeah.
And leave us a review on iTunes and check out the website.
Check out stuffyoushouldknow.com.
And thank you. And we'll be back with listener mail next time.
And also, why don't we take a second to plug our Kiva team?
Yeah.
At kiva.org, that's kiva.org/team/stuffyoushouldknow. You can join the Stuff You Should Know team and donate to entrepreneurs around the world in developing countries.
Not donate.
Lynn, that's right. I'm sorry.
Loaning money you could get back if you want.
In $25 increments, yeah. And you can reloan or you can get it back or whatever. But it's a really great program. And we're marching on toward the $2 million goal, right?
$2 million.
We're hoping by August, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kiva.org/team/stuffyoushouldknow. And stuffyoushouldknow.com. And iTunes.
That's right. Okay. Thanks for the support.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can tweet to us at SYSK Podcast. You can join us on Facebook.com/stuffyoushouldknow. And if you want to send an email to Chuck, Jerry, and me, you can address it to stuffpodcast@howstuffworks.com.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.